$5. A new hit single. Where's the justice at? Bro, I'm out here.
As crowds of people lined up outside of Oakland's Grand Lake Theater to see the official opening night of Fruitvale Station, some people tried to sell t-shirts and CDs, while many activists rallied for causes like Justice for Alan Bluford, the Pelican Bay Hunger Strike, and the Interfaith Tent for Justice initiated ceasefire movement.
We know that police brutality and the injustice system is going to be heavy on people's minds after they see this emotionally loaded film. And we want to try to tap into that awareness.
Our thing is peace, justice, and trying to really go up against the police violence that is mostly unjustified.
We're really excited to see that thousands and maybe even eventually millions of people are going to see Oscar Grant's story and see that that struggle for justice is continuing.
Inside, the 8:15 show at Theater One was packed with anxious supporters, families, and friends of Oscar Grant, as well as some people who just wanted to learn more about his story. Oscar Grant was shot on New Year's Eve morning in 2009 by former BART police officer Johannes Messerli. The film leads viewers through the final 48 hours of Grant's life and shows him as a father to a 5-year-old daughter, a boyfriend, a son, a brother, and a guy who made some mistakes but was struggling to get his life back on track. During the reenactment of the famous Fruitvale BART station scene, when Messerli can be seen shooting the unarmed 22-year-old Grant in the back, some people in the crowd gasped and some shouted messages at the screen about the need to stop racist cops in Oakland. After the film, I spoke with friends and family of Oscar Grant.
It's hard watching it.
Nigel Bryson was on the platform with Oscar Grant the night he was shot.
It's like going all through it again, going through the same thing again. Bring back memories.
Had you gone out with Oscar that evening?
Yeah. We all went out together.
What do you hope people will take away from this?
Beware the police, and a lot of people get killed every day out here. Hayward, Oakland, San Francisco, by the police. So
Grant's first cousin, 22-year-old Anthony Jones, saw the film for the third time. While Jones says he's glad that people can learn about his cousin, he says it's the story behind the film that has a chilling effect on him.
He told me not to come because I was a juvenile and I was in like a lot of trouble. So I was like on the run, and he told me not to because I lived with him. We lived together. And he told me not to come because he didn't want me to go to jail or anything. And that was the last time I talked to him. So
do you feel like he might have saved your life?
He did, because out of everybody that was there, they all was friends. I'm the only one that's his blood, that's his cousin. So if I was there and that would have happened, who knows what I would have did. And then they probably would have shot all of us.
Has watching your cousin go through all of this really, has it helped you put your life on a different path?
Yeah, when it happened, that's when I really changed, because I was, going to jail and all that, but haven't gotten no trouble since 2009. So, it helped me change.
So you were inspired by your cousin Oscar to change.
Yeah, that's what this movie's about. It's, if you read between the lines, it's a message that it shows that how he was trying to, get his life together and how a job and stuff is the right way and not selling, drugs and everything. But everybody has flaws, but at the same time, it just showed you just to, try to go the right way.
Today, people in Oakland are watching this film, but soon people all over the United States will be watching the film, learning about your cousin, his life. What do you hope that people will take away from this?
I hope that they not just look at Oscar, but because this happens, around the world, and this one just happened to be, on camera, and they just need to, we need justice, and hopefully that this movie will help bring justice.
What do you think is the hardest thing about being a black male in the Bay Area?
The police kill black people. I just feel like a white person could do so much. And it's not like white people. It's not no racist really thing to me. But I just feel like police is just so quick to kill a black man. Like, I feel like they try to make a reason, like they jump on the first opportunity to shoot, to kill. And if it's a white person, they give them chances. A white person could hold a gun at the police and the police will just say, put the gun down, So we're just trying to help you put the gun down. But if it's a black person, it's not. It won't be the same. Oscar didn't even have a gun, and they killed him.
What was it like for you to kind of get your life back on track?
I just, you know, went to school and stopped hanging around the wrong crowds. And I started following my first mind. As you can see, he didn't follow his first mind. He wanted to drive, but he didn't follow his first mind. So I just, you know, follow my first mind and just keep, and just try to stay positive.
Follow your first mind, like follow your instinct.
Yeah.
Grant's uncle, Cephalus Johnson, affectionately known to the public as Uncle Bobby, says even though he saw the film multiple times in theaters throughout the United States, it meant the most to see it in Oakland.
We are grateful and we're indebted. You know, we are so appreciative of the community and supporting us as a family and embracing us. So we had to come here and spend this hour, this time, this day with the community in viewing Oscar on the screen.
And how did it feel to be with so many people who are so invested in your nephew?
I mean, it's powerful. I mean, it's everybody is feeling the movie, but to view it with our own family here in Oakland is just untouchable.
Other people say they left the film feeling like they knew Oscar Grant a little bit better, and some say they feel inspired to challenge the injustices they see in their own lives.
It was good. It was touching. It was very good.
What do you hope that people take away from this film, not just in Oakland, but on a national level?
Show that these young men have their fathers, their sons, their grandsons, and they do have families and they're regular people that don't deserve to die.
Not to sound cliche, but it does put a human face on it, right? And so, and it was really well acted, too.
I didn't even know the whole story, so I thought the movie was great.
I hope that it inspires people to do better in their own personal lives.
It makes me look at people different and that I don't want to mistreat nobody like that.
What did you find to be most powerful about the film?
The fact that it could have been any one of us. I'm 22 years old, so it's very connected to me.
Fruitvale Station is showing in Grand Lake Theater in Oakland and will open in theaters across the country by the end of the month. Sharon Sabota, Pacifica Radio, KPFA, Oakland.